The Middle Ground Podcast with Gabriel Thatcher.
Right over there, sat on the stairs. I'm aggressive. I know we met all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go.
You got three cameras going right now. So it's my first time going like three. I'm live on Periscope. I'm live on YouTube. And I'm live on Facebook. And we'll see if anybody shows up. I said 9 o'clock. I'm going to do this regularly going forward. I'm going to have a weekly wrap-up for the week where we can come on here and we'll talk about what's going on in the state. We'll talk about what's going on in the national. And, of course, we'll definitely talk about what's going on here in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County because it's going to be an interesting year for sure. We've got one follower on Periscope. And let's see, what about YouTube? All right. So anyway, if you guys could like the video when you come in, that'd be awesome. And just give me some hearts and likes. That'd be great. Anyway, first of all, I signed up for a class on Udemy, U-D-E-M-Y. Anyway, to help me with some of my live video feeds that I'm doing. You know, some people have hobbies like, you know, like good hobbies, gardening, things of that nature. Mine happens to be politics. I'm following it. Hey, we got our first viewer coming in. Thanks for coming in. Looks like my buddy Josh joined. But some people follow, you know, gardening, or they have other kind of coaching football. That's a great hobby. But I follow politics. And so I pay a lot of attention to it. And anyway, so that's why I'm doing this video. And so you got any questions for me, Josh, since you're my first viewer? Appreciate it. Buddy, is it 19? What are you talking about? This sweet Tom Cruise suit I have on here? Is that what you're talking about? So I'll just hop right in, man. I'm going to talk whether I've got viewers asking questions or not, other than is it 1980? It is actually the last week of June right now. So we're looking at, we're halfway through the year. And thank you very much for that like, David Criswell. And so we're halfway through the year. We're heading into the real push in politics. August 2nd is the next election, the chance where you'll get to go in and vote for people. And the ballot is going to be chock full of stuff. And so it's an exciting time. Make sure you like the video that you're watching. Let me know that you can hear me and things of that nature. Again, I'm on three different streams, so if I look around, it's because I'm looking at a different screen just to see what's going on there, see if I got any questions coming in. I'm really a positive thinker that we're going to get some questions. Will, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Some people give me some hard stuff to talk about. So in the August 2nd primary, you're going to have all your federal positions that are coming available. That includes Senate, House of Rep, Governor, for the different parties. And then statewide, we're going to have our primaries for state Senate, state rep. And then in Rutherford County, we're going to have all of our Rutherford County races. And these will be general. So you'll have for the mayor, for the county commissioners, the school board, the road board. Hey, Phil Griffin, the only guy who knows more about politics probably than local politics than me is you. So anyway, and then in Murfreesboro City, we have moved the move the ballot to August, so that way we have more to vote for when we come in. Where do you see the local political scene moving forward with the recent acceptance of negativity on the national level? Well, that remains to be seen. I think it depends, Josh, if they win by going negative. And so that's what I think this August 2nd primary is going to be really interesting to see. Is if someone goes negative, I understand that Diane Black just sent out her first negative piece against Bill Lee. If she's able to win by being negative, then that sets a tone for people follow whatever is winning. And so I think that you're going to see that, you know, you've got people, well, like Bill Lee, like Boyd, who's running in the governor's race, and they're touting that they are business owners and things of that nature. Thank you, Phil. Yeah. So the they're touting that they're business people like Donald Trump because that won. And so you'll see people when they see something that wins and they have that similar quality, then they start bragging about it. And so the same thing with negativity. If negativity wins, then people are going to be negative. They're going to really start firing at each other and they'll get dirty, downright dirty. And, you know, the problem with dirty politics is that it often works. Ask Phil. He'll tell you that sometimes it works. One way that it works is it will drive down voter participation. And so for some candidates, you don't want a lot of voters coming out. You just want yours. And so getting nasty and negative can help. You can possibly help that. It'll be interesting to see going forward if we do get nasty or negative. And I'm not sure. Hey, Sean, how are you doing, man? How's your race going? Hope it's good. Sean Wright is running for city council, and I'm excited about his candidacy. And then Phil Griffin, you bring up a great point. The voter registration deadline to participate in the August 2nd election is 7/3. So that means you need to register by the early next week. So if you haven't registered to vote, you can do so in Tennessee online. You can go online, you can register to vote, vote TN or something like that. Just Google it and you can find it for sure. So let's talk about the Senate race. I met Carl Dean at the Blackman Barbecue. And, you know, as a libertarian, I can sort of stay off to the side and pay attention to both of our major parties here in Tennessee. I met him. He reminds me of Jeb Bush, I don't think he felt comfortable campaigning. But I've talked with other people, and he is he's supposedly great at raising money. And so that makes him, you know, politics, the lifeblood of politics is cash. And so if you can raise money, you can be a good politician. Even if you aren't that good in at Blackman barbecues and things of that nature. So that's on the Senate side. I also talked with Craig Fitzhugh. He's another Democrat that's running. He seems way more personable than Carl Dean, but I don't think he'll be able to raise the kind of money that Carl Dean can. And so, you know, I'm thinking that Carl Dean will probably pull that out because of it. Another great question. Josh, how does the concept of fake news move people away from local issues that they need to be focusing on? Is it possible to get politicians back to true issues facing the voter? Well, I think that the reason people pay attention to the national news the way they do, the reason it moves voters like it does, is because that's all the news that they are paying attention to. If you look at local paper readership, it's way, way down. And most of your local papers are now owned by some larger group, Gannett. And so you're getting a lot of consolidation of newspaper stories. And so no longer, like here in Murfreesboro, Josh, we don't get like totally just Murfreesboro news anymore. We get Nashville news. And we have no TV channel for Murfreesboro because we're too close to Nashville. So, you know, a lot of stuff that would normally get coverage doesn't. Luckily, we have WGNS, which is a great radio station. They do a great job. And we do have some really good reporters left at the DNJ. They're just very few. And Rutherford County is a growing county. And so there's a lot going on, tough for them to keep up with. As far as your question about fake news, you know, I mentioned to someone the other day, they said that they were talking to someone else about their Facebook comment. And they said that, shouldn't you begin your statements with, in my opinion? And I think we're at a point in Facebook world and in reality now with this idea of fake news that every statement is an in my opinion, because no one believes or trusts anyone's facts anymore. You only trust your facts and not someone else's. And that's a troubling position to be in, because that makes everything fake news and that makes everyone tough to believe. And I'm not sure how healthy that is. I don't think it is healthy. And so it's a scary time in politics because of that. And speaking of local papers, there was a shooting in Maryland and there were 5 people killed. I don't think it was politically related, the shooting, but it just shows that it's a scary world out there. You know, it just really is. And I don't see it getting any less scary nowadays. What makes it even more scary is that we'll spend the next week talking about that shooting. And I think 20 years ago, they wouldn't have. I don't even know if it would maybe it would have been on TV, but from the numbers I've seen, and then again, this goes back to whose facts do you believe, but from the numbers I've seen, we have about the same amount of shootings that we always have, but our coverage is different of those for a school board. Doesn't the world become less scary as we close our scope from a macro world to a local one? Totally becomes less scary when you focus on local. Totally, totally less scary. Because think about it. I mean, even though Murfreesboro, we've been stricken with a lot of crime. Our growth has not always been the best kind of growth that you want. With growth comes some more risk. Our population doubled in the past 10 years, and expected to double again. But we have imported some crime into our world, and so it makes it a little bit more scary. But in general, hey Brent, you're right. If you focus on the local, you're going to have less worries. But part of the reason people don't focus about the local any longer is because the local matters less and less. Take, for instance, the Supreme Court justice, which is what I wanted to bring up. It's in the news. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's afraid of it, especially if you are anti-Donald Trump. You're very upset about about him getting to put another Supreme Court justice on the Supreme Court. The reason you're worried about that is because we have gotten rid of federalism. No longer, stuff over here. No longer do states have as much rights as they used to. We've been losing rights for a long time, but as far as our states go. But because of that, people can't vote with their feet any longer. And so you've got the Supreme Court is the final word in our country. Even though I don't think our founders meant for it to be, it has become the default final word. And so it is scary when you are able to shift the court balance. We've been at this 5-4 amount for a long, long time. And so if he's able to select someone that's extremely conservative, that could shift the court a lot. Ronnie Martin, a city council person up for city council candidate. That's the word I'm looking for. Listen, a change of the individual heart is the only thing that will reduce violence. Pastor Brady Cooper and Reverend Sean McCarthy. Brady Cooper is awesome, man. That's for sure. Let's see. You're right, Bruce. I think that our country's issues are matters of the heart more so than anything else. And I'm not really sure how you fix that. What's up, Ronnie? How's that race going, man? I haven't seen any of your signs anywhere. Whatever. You're doing awesome, man. There's lots of signs out. But signs don't vote, so knock on doors. That's what I tell people when they're running for office. Let's see. So you're right, Bruce. And I don't know how you fix individual hearts. I really don't. And, you know, people are looking for people are always looking for a king. They're always looking for a savior. And I don't think you can expect your government to provide that. But that's just my own personal feeling. That's why I'm a libertarian. Let's see here. Any of the other races you guys want to talk about? Who are you guys interested in for House of Reps? The Republicans made sure that there wasn't a primary race for Senate. Marsha Blackburn will be their candidate. And, you know, I was interested in hearing what Dr. Toyos was going to have to say, but they knocked him off the ballot. I think it's unfortunate how they knocked him off the ballot because they let him go around and speak to all the different Rutherford County parties, the county parties. He even came to Rutherford County. Went across the state and so spent money at each one of these counties buying tables. That's how it works. You go to these counties, you buy a table, you bring your people in. You know, as a candidate, most of the time you end up giving those tickets away. You have to eat that. And so he does that, goes across the state talking, is a really smart guy, very conservative. I think would have made a great candidate. If you don't know who he is, Toyos, T-O-Y-O-S, look him up. And, you know, he would have been great on the Republican ticket. And the great thing about a primary, in my opinion, is that it allows the better candidate to get stronger as far as, you know, get used to the race. And so I feel like that Marsha's at a disadvantage because she's not having to race right now and not building that up. And so anyway, I'm disappointed in the Republican Party, but I've been so for a while now. Bruce, we don't fix the heart. God does. We need to be about his work. You said that. And thanks for acknowledging. Oh, you're welcome, Bruce. I think you know my heart, man. I believe that we're all, we live in depravity, right? That we are all broken and there's only one way to fix us. And that's Jesus, in my opinion. So, Kevin, I think politics have become so, man, that's a big, did you get that off? That's a New York Times word there, vitriolic. I'd love to see more open discussion on politics today, especially involving issues locally. I agree, Kevin. That's why I try to bring people on to this Answer Fancher podcast, TV show, whatever you want to call it. The reason I do that is because I don't think there's an outlet for people to talk politics in a calm and rational way. You know, it's just what sells is people yelling right now and people causing trouble and tweeting really does sell. And so anyway, it'll be interesting to see if we can get back to that where we are able to talk and discuss issues. We are very divided as a country right now. I mean, with the Sarah Huckabee Sanders getting kicked out of a restaurant, you know, it's an interesting discussion. And, you know, they kicked her out for not what is a protected class reason, right? They kicked her out because she worked for Donald Trump. And I don't think that I don't think that's a protected class working for Trump or supporting Trump. And so, but it just, it goes to show how divided we are. And we're not divided along geographic lines. We aren't divided religiously anymore. We're divided politically. And it's just a scary, scary, dangerous point. Even it gets down into local issues too, you know, because we are thinking so differently and we don't talk very much. And even Kevin, in your race, in your school board race, you've got, I think, three or four open seats and about six or seven candidates, if I remember correctly. And you guys haven't even talked about anything. I think the way to win your race, Kevin, would be to raise money and send out postcards of me hanging out with lots of kids. That's how I would run it. I ran for school board before and tried to run on issues and saying I was going to try to cut, you know, spending and try to get money into the classroom, into teachers' hands, because I thought that was way more important. But, you know, it's not important. Not really. Issues aren't important in politics. It's all about image, puppy dogs and children on your postcards. And nobody talks about what they're going to do when they get elected. And from what I can tell, most elected officials don't really want to talk about what they're doing once they are elected. Recent interview with Christopher Hale, he raised some really great points about what is Scott Desjarlais doing for Rutherford County and the rest of the district. I'd love to hear what Scott has to say about that. And I'm sure he's got an answer. Scott's a really smart fella. You know, not only is he a doctor, but I think he's become a much better politician through the years. And so I'd love to have him on here. I'd love to get his answer as to what he feels like he's done for us. And because I don't know what to say for that. I just don't know. As far as governor goes, we've got a great race brewing in governors. A lot of Republicans that are really fighting amongst each other. I think most of the conservatives I have talked to, when I talk about conservatives, I'm talking about very conservative people. Most of them are seem to be coalescing behind Bill Lee, but there's still a lot of race left in that. State Senate, that's a local race that's going on in the north part of the county. That is between Ernest Burgess, Don White. I'd love to sit down with either one of those. If any of you guys know any of their people, talk to them. Let me bring them on. I think they'd be great to get to know. I mean, I don't know where Don White or Ernest Burgess went to high school. I really don't. And, you know, as far as their voting records, I think they speak for themselves where they stand on some of the more important issues that I would care about, gas tax, things of that nature. You know, things I care about are, do you want to expand government or do you want to shrink it? And I think that's already been stated where they stand on that. State rep wise, we have state rep races going on. And primary wise, I don't think there's any contentious state rep primaries going on. But if there is, let me know. Rutherford County, we have a county mayor is going to need your vote. That's between we got Bill Ketron and what's the lady's name? I had it pulled up earlier. I haven't been able to find her Facebook account. And so anyway, I haven't been able to get in touch with her. County commissioners, all the county commissioners come up every 4 years. That'll be interesting races. You know, what lies in front of Rutherford County is how do we deal with all this growth? And how do you account for all the traffic that the growth has caused? And how do you build roads for that? And then how do you afford the roads? Because to me, I think, well, as a libertarian, you know, I want to take away government power and things of that nature. But I don't think you do it overnight. One of the last things I would take away is the roads. And so, privatizing roads, I think there's we've never had, it's been a long time since people have done that. But so it would be one of the last things that a libertarian would take away. But that being said, I think it's important that our local government pays attention to what the rest of us are dealing with when we're sitting outside in this traffic. Luckily, I live out in New Salem. They're widening New Salem. That's really going to expand the opportunities all along through there. You're going to see way more growth, way more rooftops. And when you see more rooftops, you get more Lowe's and Home Depots and things of that nature. And so it'll be interesting to see going forward how all this plays out. Murfreesboro seems to be focusing a lot on retail. I mean, I think that's what our planning commission prefers is retail. But I don't know if they realize it or not, but retail is going the way of the dinosaur. People are shopping online more and more. And I don't see that changing. I don't see people deciding that they're going to start buying more stuff locally. So anyway, even with the internet sales tax that recently the Supreme Court dealt with, I don't think it's going to change what is already in motion here. Let's see here. So that brings me up to the other races in the county. We have school board, which, you know, when you have the growth that we've had, schools are important. We have great schools in Rutherford County. I mean, really, really great schools. Part of that is we have great people that live in Rutherford County. Part of that means that we have great students, but we have great, great sports teams. Road board, that is another seat that's up depending on the district you live in. Finally, Murfreesboro City will be on the August ballot. Used to, Murfreesboro election would have been, I think it was normally held in March, but now it's held in August with all these others. And so it saves the county, I think, $50,000, $75,000 by moving that race. And so, which is great, always good to save money for the government because they can waste it somewhere else. And so we have the city council and we have the school board. Not all government spending is waste. I've read Keynes. I realize that. And so anyway, but some of it, come on, some of it is. So we have the Murfreesboro City Council. We'll finally get a full council after this election. A lot of great candidates in there. I've been reaching out to them. If you don't know, I am also a member of the Rutherford County Libertarian Party. It's more like a club right now, let's be honest. Until we get, we'll give them a little chance to speak. But mostly I just want to give people a chance to get to know their elected representatives and those that want to be elected. And then also in the school board, don't forget, Kevin is good for the community. They have felt called to do it. And so I appreciate every one of them that run. Even when I disagree with these people, because running for office is so hard, I always thank them. I mean, it really is hard and really is difficult. And you're really putting yourself out there. At the end of the day, running for office is a popularity contest. You're getting people to say, I like this guy enough that I'll put him in charge of me. And sadly, I've run twice and haven't won those popularity contests. But what I did do when I was running, I met a lot of people. I made a lot of friends and I got to know my community better. Even though when I ran for school board, I don't think I was the best candidate, to be honest, because, I mean, at the time, I only had kids that were in private school. And I'm running for a public school board position. So probably wasn't the best decision to do that. But, you know, what I did, what that allowed me to do was learn how great our Rutherford County schools are and how blessed we are to have them. Now I have kids that are in private and in public school. And, you know, it's amazing what all Rutherford County does for their students that have special needs, that have issues with learning. There's so many tools that they do to try to help kids. It's really, really awesome. And so running for office, even though I didn't win, I have found a great appreciation for our county school system. And now as a realtor, I'm able to tell people about how great our schools are. And that is, it all works out, right? God's plan always works out. So anyway, any questions out there? Let's see. On YouTube, Got a few questions. Looks like I wasn't paying attention when they came through. There are no more Walter Cronkites. You're right, Dallas. You're right. There are no more Walter Cronkites. And if there are, we'd probably crucify them like Brian Williams. Anyway, any questions out there? Anybody got anything before I sign off? We're 26 minutes in. I promised myself I wouldn't go longer than 30. So I'm hoping to have some I'm going to do this regular, this kind of talk regularly going forward. Please join in and meet me on Fridays. Let's talk about local politics Friday. Come in, say something, and let's see. Let's scroll down here and see. Hey, who are you folks? I'm looking at my comments on cookies and milk with next show. I agree. Definitely. I'll bring them. If you'll join me, I'll be here. So thank you guys for tuning in, and thanks for watching. I really appreciate it. And in there. Let's play some going out music. Hey, thanks YouTube for watching. And finally, will you be at this year's home?